And it's like, I feel like people try to be so different in an attempt to like stand out from other people, where it's like, just bring it down, bro. Just like you trying too hard to be a little different.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Welcome back to the Awkward Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy Nas, aka Sticks.
What up? I'm Vince.
And we are the friends you never knew you needed. All that in a bag of chips. Regular guys with awkward lives. Awkward thinkers. White people claps in the building. Make sure you like, make sure you comment, make sure you subscribe. And Vince, can you kindly tell them what else you need to do?
Make sure if you're watching the channel that you're getting into the comments, you posting, you telling us what you like about the episode. Make sure you're sharing it with your friends, you're sharing it with your auntie. Get into our comments, like I said, engage, get active, let us know that you're down there and that you're paying attention. And then just make sure you're sharing us on all platforms, or you watching us on all platforms. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. Check in with us, TikTok and Instagram.
All right, that's beautiful. And nonetheless, we have the motherfucking Zordon Ooh, of the pod yes. here with clap. Us today. Black White people claps.
Black people claps.
You're not gonna change this fucking show. You have to be here for
What's
more.
What's up, y'all? It's your motherfucking girl Reese in the motherfucking building for the 50,000th time.
You have to be here for 50 episodes.
I've yeah, been here consecutively. For max. I've been here for a good 49.
You have not been here for no 40 fucking
nine. I think I'm doing my thing.
I say at least 20, 25 yeah. episodes.
I'm just doing what I'm doing.
I'm just doing what I'm doing.
Doing what
You've
I'm
been here
doing.
For about a quarter.
So how you been, man?
I've been good. I'm on my gospel wave right now.
You really?
Yeah.
So I ain't gonna lie. What?
Yeah. Yep. I'm getting in touch with God.
Like, come on yeah. now.
Okay. All right. What made you? Did you have a? Well, I know we talked about y'all almost killing me in the car, but
you
what?
Almost killing us in the car. We actually just rode right past there and had like,
I had like a little traumatizing yeah. experience. PTSD.
But you know, we made it through safely. I looked both ways before. You know.
Well, that's beautiful. I'm glad yeah. that y'all had a safe. Measure, but gospel. What kind of gospel? Yolanda Adams, Kirk Franklin.
It's yeah. like that little. It's the little new young wave of gospel. It's like the little. It's
city.
The mixed kid gospel music.
What's
shit, I ain't gonna lie.
Kid
it's
gospel.
It's not it's, mixed kids. They all
look.
Black.
Like, they look like mixed fucking
they
people.
They are like a lot of people.
Who are they?
It's it's Maverick a group. City. Yeah, it's a bunch of groups. So it's like
Kirk,
called Maverick
Kirk
City
really
and shit.
Them as Maverick.
I'm a sinner. I don't.
Oh. Tribble and Maverick City. Let me see. I got house fires and shit. It's been decent. I ain't gonna lie. It's been some nice little worship music. And I've been like, the other day I was just doing some work and I had the speaker busting. Like, I had it upstairs playing. I'm like, let me put on some gospel. I feel like the gospel is gonna get me through it. And it got me through it.
I know that's right.
I got up, nigga. I wanted to, like, it was a song and I was listening. I'm doing my work, but I'm like, I'm tuning in to this shit. It made me want to get up and praise dance and shit.
Come on, man.
I was about to be in that bitch, like, da 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 da.
It was a fucking exorcism happening or some shit like that.
No, I feel good, though.
That's good. That's what's up. Where do we go with me?
Let's see. How are you?
How am I?
How's life?
Life is good. Life is great. Life is grand. I really don't have too crazy. I've been on my Tim's wave. I love Tim's. I don't know what it is about Tim's that gets me going, but I think I like the smooth sounds of Tim's right now.
You're a liar. You're
I love
bro.
Tim's. I've been playing the fuck out that album.
Oh, why the fuck I thought he was talking about Timberland? Like boots. Number one, I'm like, it's hot as fuck.
I was about to say, he
has been
saying it.
I've been fucking with Tim's for a
I'm
minute.
I'm like, nigga, I ain't see you with a Tim boot at all. Like,
it's calming though. It's very calming.
Yeah, I fuck with Tim's.
Y'all fake fuck with Tim's. Y'all
I don't.
He has a soothing voice.
You didn't even listen to the
I
fucking
did.
Album.
You told me to listen to it. I did listen to it.
You did listen to it?
Yeah.
What's your favorite track?
Yeah.
Exactly. This Shout is how we Tim's. Prove to be fucking.
Afro beats.
Love Me JJ is raw as fuck. I fuck
who?
With that. Love Me JJ.
I hate that song. Like that's really? One song. That I hate her commercial songs.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hate a nigga who hates the commercial
songs. I hate like.
Nigga, tell me about it.
I really do like. I really hate the commercial songs. Like with Essence,
it's commercial for a reason. I don't really care for Essence. I like. I like No Woman No Cry, and I like Love Me JJ.
I don't like that. No bangers. I hate that.
That shit.
Oh my god!
I be in the shower. I be like, hey! All of a sudden, I'm Caribbean.
No, but I like her sound. She's like, she sounds like a Nigerian Sade.
Yeah, yeah, I can basically see that.
Yeah.
I like that she can actually sing. Like, she has, like, vocal range and shit. Yep. And it's not just somebody over, like, some auto-tune shit. It's, like, actual good music.
Yeah.
Her music is substance to it. I be missing that. Like, it, we miss the music with substance.
You love her. You love, I do. You love a deep cut. Like, you love just... I just want Sexy Red just to just play on your playlist one good time. And I bet you, one good time, you're going to have a good-ass time and Ski going to come on, and you're going to walk the fuck
out. Sexy don't do it for me.
Right now.
All right.
But I thought we was leaving her behind.
I ain't never leave
Sexy behind.
I could have sworn she got canceled. That.
No. What's Sexy get canceled for? She's really kind of uncancelable.
Yeah.
No, she's not. She's going to be... Niggas is going to forget about her not too soon. It's not going to take too long.
That's how people wish on your downfall.
It's not, black it's not people even, always trying to figure but, it out to...
And I'll say this.
You hate black women?
It's not that I hate black women. I just hate that we glorify that type of black woman.
Oh.
Yeah, I do. Whoa. I ain't gonna lie. I don't give a fuck.
Oh.
Would you want me to apologize?
Yes.
I don't like that. I don't like it. I feel like... We don't have enough, and we do have enough, but we don't have enough good representation being glorified.
He want it.
Big
that.
Sexy blood, let a house, I thought that, touch a toe. Yeah.
What a fucking turn of events for Diddy. What?
You
what?
Used to look up to Diddy?
Of course. I think everybody has looked up to Diddy like... He was that nigga.
We definitely was in college watching that Can't Stop, Won't Stop. Like,
he was like, we need to be there. Whole time niggas is getting fucked. And it's crazy as fuck to be like, but you never, it's one of those things where you say like, you never know what you asking for. Mm-hmm. And it's like, God has time for whatever the case is. You weren't supposed to meet this person because this person was on whatever trajectory. My thing is with the whole thing, it's like cold case a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I would low-key hate, like, if I really, like, kind of, like, repented, got my shit together. Like, I don't do none of that shit no more. I'm not saying he still does or doesn't. I don't fucking know at this point. But I'm, like, I would hate for the cops to come at me when I'm, like, I got my shit all the way together now. Like, I ain't doing no more fucking. Yeah, like, I'm doing good for myself. And now I don't want to lock me up now.
You giving turkeys to the kids.
I feel like all them niggas need to be locked up. Lock them niggas up. Throw them up under the jail. I ain't gonna lie. And bury them niggas up under the jail. It's a difference between niggas who was just you at a sex party. Everything is consensual. Mm-hmm. Whatever y'all doing is that. But it... You niggas knew he was taking advantage of people in the industry. You knew he was taking advantage of men and women within the industry. And you knew they were sending people to his house. He was turning them out and then promising them futures and shit. And instead of, I feel like, to me, that's some lame ass shit for you to be a man in the industry or a person within the industry, especially you got influence. Fuck it being Diddy. And I get, like, the nigga did, he tried to kill Kid Cudi at one point. So
tried to kill Kid Cudi?
Yeah, he blew up his car and shit.
He did blow up his car.
Diddy was.
Yeah. So I get protecting yourself.
He was
but
fucking with Cassie.
I feel like at the same time, too much happens because, again, we allow it. Nobody is saying anything. Jay-Z, my nigga. Apparently they saying he was a part of it from what I'm hearing. But if let's say you're not a part of it, that's still your homie. You know what's going on. Put a stop to that. If I find out Nas is doing some weird shit, me and Nas clash, not clash, but if Nas is doing some shit I don't agree with,
he going down right with me.
No, I'm not. I'm telling him. Right, I'm letting him know.
Put us under the jail.
But I gotta let you know, like, you fucking up. What the fuck is you doing?
I think about, like, just how we just allow certain shit and we don't check it. Too much shit happened. And then you got, like, the little nigga from Empire fucked up now because he's been through that now.
What'd he do?
He like dick.
Hakeem.
Oh.
Yeah, he getting fucked now.
But rumors were out there before all this Diddy shit happened that he basically got passed around at a Diddy. And when I say passed around, I don't want it to sound like I'm trying to make a joke or something because to me, shit like that isn't funny. Yeah. It's not like a... where I don't necessarily, even if he was consenting to it, I don't necessarily think it was.
When you being drugged and like you under an influence like that, none of that is consent.
Yeah. And I feel like you young as fuck. Somebody just took advantage of you and now you crashing out your whole life fucked up because some shit just happened to you and now you don't even know how to deal with it. This is how you reacting to it.
What the fuck did I want to say?
1,000 bottles of baby oil.
There we go. 1,000 bottles of fucking baby oil.
Plus.
I wouldn't even know what to do with that.
I don't see how that's illegal, though. I ain't gonna lie.
To have 1,000 bottles?
Yeah. It's not illegal. Because they're like, not charging him for that. Mm-hmm. But they're just taking into
consideration. Yeah. Like, yeah, every hotel needed 1,000 bottles of lubricant.
You don't never need that.
And baby oil. I don't. I've only known, like, I was like, damn, these motherfuckers probably slippery than a motherfucker. Like,
he probably put that shit in the pool and have them get in there.
No, he put that shit in that butt.
Yeah, put that shit in that butt. He's right on.
You gotta get that. I saw the little sex toys.
He used to say he wanted a shorty that was 5'5" with dimples, credential, wife potential. But he also said he had a trifling mental. So we had to really take that into account.
You was more like my friend. We was like brothers.
Literally.
He meant brothers.
That brotherly love be a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. And I was listening to fucking what's this shit? Get Money. And mm-hmm. now it makes sense. If he produced it, it said, fuck bitches, get money.
That's all he want.
Fuck niggas, get money. He mm-hmm. was doing. He was telling niggas in 90s.
That's just like R. Kelly, though. R. Kelly was telling us play in the day.
I don't see nothing wrong.
He said, crazy. It seems like you're ready.
But you do I think he's going to go? This is what I hate. This is what I hate, though.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it. And this is going to sound like weird as fuck for me to say, not please necessarily don't. Like on mm-hmm. some crazy ass shit, but it's like, I hate that it is happening. Like, I hate mm-hmm. that you had to be the one that this has happened to, if that makes sense. No? All right.
Just
so
keep explaining.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying it like, you've done all these great things. Like, you are a great black man. You are an example of what success would be as far as the entertainment business, as far as what he's done for people's and people's career, besides the dirty business he's
but
done.
I think that's the thing. I'm sorry, not to cut you off, but when we look at niggas like that, again, back to what you was just saying, wishing, oh, I wish I was there, or this and that, you never know what's really happening. It wasn't that he was just this great businessman. You was fucking niggas over. You was taking advantage mm-hmm. of people. Yeah. And you wasn't just, you was treating the shit as business, and you was really grimy with your business. It wasn't, you was changing people. Yeah, you was changing people's lives, not all for the better, though. Yeah. You was fucking people over. You owe people money. People can't even eat, even though you have songs that they made or made for you or whatever that is still feeding you and your family. It's not that you are a great businessman or that you he's not. This isn't something that for us to look at and be like, damn, this was the thing that fucked him up. It wasn't this. This was just a snowball thing. He's not someone for us to look at and be like, he's one of the greatest. Especially now that we know everything that's been taking place. Yes.
I don't think so. I think that growing up, Diddy was one of the greatest, regardless, before we knew.
Without you knowing what was going on. But again, if you find out your favorite athlete has been using juice or like steroids or whatever in order to perform better, they didn't really earn that, did they? No, they didn't.
On the field.
No, you didn't really earn. You get shit taken away from you once you do that. Once shit like that is found out, like you get your awards and shit taken back from you because nigga, you didn't actually work for this.
But we're not going to pretend like even with the Bill Cosby situation, right? Mm-hmm. It's like it's a black man that did. In hindsight, without me knowing, whatever behind the scenes, it's a black man that did a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a black man that introduced a lot of black people to go to college, X, Y, and Z. So I'm only saying I hate it had to be them because they do such
great
things.
I feel like the Bill Cosby situation is different. I don't know too much on that. And I feel like, not to say that was old, but I do feel like some stuff for him was a setup. I don't necessarily, not saying people can't be that, but I do think some shit. That was 40 years later, and not saying you can't ever come forward. I don't want nobody ever think you can't ever come forward. But 40 years later, after the fact, while he's in the middle of acquiring certain things, I do think they set people up like that. I don't think Diddy got set up. I don't think R. Kelly got set up. I think those were things that you were actually out here doing, and they finally caught up to you. My nigga Bill Cosby, I think he got set up. I don't think that was something he actually participated in.
I just, once again, I'm going to just say this. I just hated that. If you was not saying a nobody, but like you wasn't so not infamously. Mm-hmm. Is that the right word? Infamously?
He's infamous now because he's not. He's
if you weren't so
wrong shit,
like widely loved and so famous and super, like, you know, this is mm-hmm. Diddy, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it was somebody just else in the camp. Okay, I'd be like, all right, cool. But I hate that you had all these strides and damn near made moments of inspiration for little me, whoever, R. Kelly, even R. Kelly songs stick with us no matter the situation. Yeah. I hate that great things that they've done. And now it's like, oh, well, nigga, you're a fucking weirdo. That shit don't matter no more, like you said.
I feel like it's not like, yeah, they're talented, they're gifted and all that. That's not going to be taken away from them. But at the same time, it's sad that you did all of that and then you tarnished it yourself. Like, you tarnished it yourself. And what I really feel about Diddy is I feel like early in the game he probably was groomed. And he probably had, like, mentors that probably groomed him. Because even, like, I was watching, like, a little interview with his old bodyguard. He said that Russell Simmons and, what was his name? Andre Harrell, the music exec, groomed Diddy. And taught Diddy the game and taught Diddy, like, how to, this is operate. What it is. This is how you do this. How do you do that? And I feel like Diddy looked at them and took it and ran with it. And it got really bad for him. Because he got deep in it.
I also think,
but you still gotta answer for your actions, though.
Yeah, I think about his victims, though, because I think about people who had to see that nigga get awards and accolades over years, and again, off of their stress, their blood, their hard work and stuff, or even their suffering, and watch this nigga get all that, and finally now they feel like they getting justice. Finally, the world can see them as see Diddy as they've been seeing him for however long they've been suffering. Literally. And I think that's how we should look at it. I don't look at it like, no, this nigga was not my Martin Luther King. I'm sorry, he wasn't. Yeah, you was a nigga, you were doing things. It is very disappointing, but. I rather you fall for everything that you did. Yeah. I rather if you were out here doing those things and you was actually committing those crimes, I'd rather you fall for that shit and you be held accountable. And I'd rather us all point and say that shit is some shit we don't ever want to get close to ever again.
I but once again, not to be like in this grand scheme of a pullback, but like why now? You know?
Because it needed to come to light.
Because at a point you weren't, not him, at a sense, like you weren't him enough at certain points, if that makes sense. Like, why not get it at your prime?
What you mean?
Like, Diddy wasn't really at, when they caught up with him, he wasn't really at his prime. And
that could have been why he got caught up, because again, after years of doing this shit, you get sloppy, you get comfortable, you think that what you're doing is okay, and again, you start doing certain things. You got your fucking girl on camera or on social media telling people, yeah, she'll have you do X, Y, and Z to them. Like, putting you in different positions. You got video recording of you actually out here doing stuff. So you were covering up your crimes because the hotel had the video for like 10 years.
Yeah.
You were covering up your crimes. You just, money runs out, popularity runs out, and favors run out. And at the end of the day, what it is too, sometimes shit needs to fall. It's like we need this to happen. Not on no conspiracy shit, but distractions are a thing. Distractions do happen. And that doesn't mean that shit don't be real when it happens. It's just that, now we choose for the curtain to drop for you.
And NDAs run out.
Yeah.
Even NDAs have an actual
like 10 year
limit.
I know that.
So when NDAs run out, then you can talk.
People get to run in their mouth.
That's why you see people like say stuff a little later because the NDA probably ran out.
I know somebody who got flown out and had to sign NDAs and shit and, like, you know, to fuck with artists, like actual fuck artists and stuff. You know.
Well, I get that. I get that, though. I do get NDAs in a way, you know, because it's some shit you don't want, like, out all the time as a celebrity. But if you're doing, like, some crazy,
file shit,
illegal
shit,
like, you know,
NDA should not cover anything illegal.
But I do understand.
I just be like, how? You know what I mean? Like, how the fuck do you just want to throw it away? In a sense,
it's
like,
it's not that you want.
I don't think he wanted to.
It's unchecked power. It's again, you think niggas get in those positions, and again, you think because you're a high value man that you get to do certain things, and you think that you get rights to other people's bodies in ways that like normal humans don't, or whatever. You think because you have money, you get to treat people as if they're beneath you, and that's what that was. You started treating people like they wasn't shit,
and we've seen that.
Yeah,
like, we've seen that with people in general, like. You just feel like you're above the law when you have, and this is not little money.
Yeah.
This is like, I'm damn near a billionaire money. Mm-hmm. When you are a billionaire, you do feel like you that nigga. Because a lot of times, you can pay people off. Because why? People need money. Yeah. And they know you got it. So in order for me to shut up about whatever's going on, gonna give you a little whatever that you need, a little 10K, 20K, whatever, 50K.
Hand job, all type shit.
It ain't shit to me though. You know? So, and then that power, just doing that and just making somebody shut up because you threw them some money, that can grow and grow and grow. And then you, by the time you just, whatever, you get caught, you already then did a lot of bullshit just by telling people to shut up by giving them some money.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, yeah. Power can change people.
Let some shit come out about Oprah Winfrey. I know
we Oprah got them fucking kids in her basement, nigga. Well, that was not no joke.
You gotta think though, we don't know these people.
We don't.
Oprah showed her true him when during the Hawaii fires, during the times where those girls were coming up missing allegedly at her different schools and shit like that. Come on, bro.
Yeah,
we don't know these people. Like these
shit is not happening for no reason. She at one point she literally had spoken up for one of the Einsteins, Jeffrey Einstein, I think, or Epstein.
Yeah.
And then you spoke out against Russell Simmons for no reason and created a whole documentary about him and everything. But this nigga actually was out here raping and molesting women, and you were aware of that and you did nothing.
And they just show us what they want us to see.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, of course they're not gonna show us no bullshit. Why would they do that?
And I also feel like, too, with the Diddy shit, too, that goes back into you doing too much with sex. You doing too much. I feel like niggas got to stop exploring so much. You got dildos. You got fucking all them sex toys and shit up there. You a little too curious, and it's because you need to go get help, bro.
I'm not going to lie. I think that's why we not famous yet. We not freaks. If we was freaks, nigga, we would be on top, nigga. I feel like
once you get that level of money, you do get bored of shit and you try other shit.
I don't feel like you get. I feel like what it is, you get exposed to shit once you get into.
Yeah, you get exposed to it, but then you get exposed to it, and then you be like, well, shit.
What's more? What more can I do?
What else could I want to do? And I feel like Diddy the type of nigga to be like, I want to do everything.
He is an eccentric
like,
nigga.
Like, I want to just say that I tried that before.
Any nigga that was like, I'm going to name myself Love.
He want to love on everything.
I want fucking tigers. Like, that nigga seemed like he was about to go.
He seemed that freaky, though.
Yeah,
like, because if you just listen to Diddy and what he be saying, his conversations with people, you'd be like, this nigga ain't no way. Ill as fuck.
He was calling niggas daddy.
He was on a Breakfast Club. There's a thing where he's telling the daddy, like, or telling the nigga, like, yeah, daddy, I like the way you scramble this and that.
That's what he's talking about.
And then the nigga, you hear in the background, the nigga like, Diddy, why you pull my pants down?
No, ain't nobody say that.
I swear to God. It's on that thing. Like, even on the Breakfast Club clip, you hear the nigga say.
I've been watching that Breakfast Club interview so many fucking times.
You hear the nigga say, Diddy, why you pull my pants down? You hear the nigga say it.
He a freak ass nigga.
You hear the nigga say it. And that's why certain shit.
He probably did that shit without touching his hands.
Certain niggas you got to watch out for. Certain shit, niggas don't be playing. Like when niggas be touching a little bit too much or always with that little trying to flirt and the little shit. And not saying you got to be homophobic to a motherfucker, but for real, like, everybody don't be, like, playing. People be taking that shit serious or at least trying to do as much as they can before they can, I don't know, to see what they can get off with. Mm-hmm. And you got to be careful, motherfuckers. I feel like we at an age, I'm grown as fuck, don't play with me with certain shit.
Everything that comes like, in the dark will come to the light. So.
And I also think, again, too, I think the way that shit happens, like she said, with grooming, and I think what happens is they tell them niggas, like, nigga, this is how shit is done. This is how money is made on the side.
Yeah, this
and if you want to get in here, get your hands dirty in front of us. We need to see it. So once your hands is dirty, it's like committing a murder. You get another motherfucker and you like, here, touch the body parts or touch the murder weapon, and now you're a part of it.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm too scary, bro. Like, I get scary.
And that's how shit happens.
A lot of shit.
That's
like,
what drugs come into play.
Yeah. And that motherfuckers will feed you drugs and then say it was you who did it or be like, you out your mind, and niggas will turn on you. Like, it'll be you that niggas look at and be like, oh, no, it was him doing X, Y, and Z and try to make you take the fall for it.
Damn.
Yeah. It's fucked up. And again, though, weird shit. Once we start seeing weird shit, we got to call it what it is immediately. And we got to, those niggas got to get removed. Those aren't niggas that you continue on with within the community. Again, everybody can't be saved.
A hard pivot. So we get into a fucking argument at the fucking house, right? He doesn't like fucking Deion Sanders' nepotism, right?
I ain't say that. I said I don't mind the nepotism, but I think shit is going a little far. I think that I don't like flashy shit. I don't like ignorant flashy shit. And Deion Sanders comes off as an ignorant flashy ass nigga at times. I'm just not a fan of that. And so, like, I was explaining to him, like, with certain shit, it's like I grew up in a poor school, so we ain't ever have it. But, like, the rich kid who's, like, dad pays for him to be on the sports team and, you know, pays for all his friends and shit for him to have, like, friends. And so that's how it looks. It's presented like that. Like, I ain't like the fact that, like, when his son does a touchdown, the band can't play, their regular music. They have to let him play his song, and then the school has to pay for it. I feel like some shit is greedy. I ain't gonna lie. I don't knock a black man getting his money. I do feel like some shit is greedy. I'm looking at it from the standpoint of the other students and shit, like just having to be cut from certain shit or just even having to deal with certain shit. I'd be like, bro, I'm trying to play the fucking game.
I said to the nigga, I said my take was, it's like, nigga, my son might not be in the NFL. So I'm going to play. Like, we literally went to a baseball game, and these niggas had their own songs mm-hmm. to every walkout.
Mm-hmm. But that's normal for them. That's for them. I'm not – wrestlers do the same shit. That's normal for them. Mm-hmm. For football, that wasn't normal for them niggas.
I haven't been to a football game yet. I don't know what they do at the stadium.
I just know that wasn't normal because the band complained about it. And if the band is complaining, I fuck with the band. I understand the work that niggas put in. And if they want to play at the game and shit, and again, because you are trying to do something, you're causing these niggas to not be able to do what they was coming to do, that's a problem.
I feel like sometimes you got to pop out and show niggas.
No, I really believe even with the band, it's like, yeah, I know we worked hard, whatever the case is, but a lot of band members be needing that fucking break. Like, okay, no, I don't want to. A lot of them don't want to be there at football
games. That's a lie. Niggas play. The people in the band don't. Not saying they want to be at the football game, but that's their time to play. That's when niggas is doing their fucking thing. And them niggas work all summer, all year long in order to be able to present their music and shit.
They want to, though. Not all the time.
We don't. But I look at it like this. Like, Shador don't always fucking score a touchdown. It's not like he's a fucking wide receiver. He's a fucking quarterback. Mm-hmm. So the odds of him scoring is not really that high.
I just thought it was ignorant. I think that the and again, this is – I'm a broke nigga. I'm not no nigga and who got money or nothing. So I just think to showcase – because Nas tried to bring up some other shit. So what about the niggas with the chains and shit? Like,
oh, so shit? I said this to him. She not even listening.
She not. She be on her fucking phone.
Literally. Just. But I said this. I said that Vince has got a degree, right? And mm-hmm. some people might not. I said, even though Vince doesn't flaunt his degree or whatever, he has it. And somebody might be like, you think you better than me because you got a degree? Mm-hmm. And he's never spoke about it. He's never did anything about it. But mm-hmm. just because he has it, you want to look at it some type of disdain. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So I said that's the same way you looking at the situation.
It's not, though, because you present yourself like this. Does he not? Does he not present himself like that?
I think there's nothing wrong with it, though.
I don't get bothered by Deion Sanders.
I honestly don't think there's nothing wrong with nepotism.
I feel like
your parents,
I need to be a nepo baby. We had a conversation.
Why do I want them to suffer?
We had a conversation about nepotism is good for certain things. Like, if your kid is actually good, if they actually have talent, it makes sense. Like, I wouldn't want my kids to have to jump through too many hoops either. So I want to cut a couple doors or a couple challenges for my kids as well. But I also want my kids to be able to earn their spot and be able to be where they are mm-hmm. and like, not take that away from the next kid. Nepotism, when it's fucked up, is like when Kim Kardashian had North come out there and try to be Lil Lion King. That was fucked up. You had kids who actually could sing, dance, and perform lose out on a major opportunity. She had for like the Macy's Parade or some shit.
Yeah, North is like the little Simba.
She came out as Simba and did a horrible job. Where you had other kids who actually put in hours and years of work to actually get to this moment, and they got a door shut in their face where they could have actually benefited from that. That's the difference between, like I told them, nepotism is Denzel Washington's son still being able to get roles and shit, not necessarily just because of his father's name, but because, oh, who your father is going to bring in money because people are going to want to be able to see who his son is. But also, the fact that you actually can do the fucking job matters
to
me.
He's actually a good-ass actor.
Yeah. And so, like, in the case with the degree and shit, like, I don't flaunt my degree. So if a motherfucker is like, oh, this and that about your degree, that's a you.
But that's the same thing.
But it's not, because of what I'm telling you and what our discussion was and what we agreed on. He does flaunt his shit.
I hate when people think that just because you have something, if you're proud of something and something is yours, you should flaunt it.
You
shouldn't. I hate that people make it like a bad thing to like flaunt whatever you have. Like,
yeah. I feel like,
like you shouldn't, like if you putting people down, like that's a whole different thing. But if you got a degree, you got something that you good at or that you have.
Because he ain't putting nobody like down. Like, oh, like, y'all, because everybody says shit to them.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all got rappers walking out with y'all. Y'all got this walking out with y'all.
But that's part of it, because it's like, bro, play the fucking game. And it's
y'all
like,
do play if, the
they play the game.
But it's like, you're, to again, you're doing a lot. Like, you're being extra as fuck within this game.
I don't think that's bad, because everybody going to be turnt when they see them rappers come in.
Why
and
not?
And that's going to make more people want to come to the games, which they have.
And we're in the entertainment business. We're in the entertainment business.
You say that, but we know that the entertainment business is a fucked up business, is it not?
It is, but
the shit that is glorified is not always the right shit, right?
But what we're talking about here is we're entertaining. I'm here to put on a fucking show.
Yes, so we have good for the game. What are you saying? What are you saying by being like, oh, well, we go bring out these artists, we go do this, we go do that? What are you saying?
Because you have to sell something.
What are you selling?
Tickets.
Them tickets be $200.
Yes, but what are you? Why is a fucking football ticket $200?
Because they're
D1 college. Shit.
That doesn't even make sense. Why
OSU has $200 tickets.
Niggas should not be selling. I'm not a sports fan. I just, that shit don't make sense to me. I'm not spending
$200. If you're a big school,
you're going to.
It's going to be a lot.
Because people endorse you, and especially with these NIL deals and shit like that, these niggas is actually getting money. And a lot of them,
and I am happy niggas is finally actually getting paid for that shit. I just don't fuck with Deion. I don't like, and I told Nas too, I ain't gonna lie, the promising them black people, that shit, leaving the school, that shit left a bad taste in my mouth. And you took them niggas up there. I don't give a fuck about you getting them white people money, because like I said, you brought them niggas, you brought money to them niggas. I ain't trying to hear
that
shit.
To do,
again,
I feel like,
again,
you got to think for yourself at the end of the day.
And you do got to think for yourself, but I feel like at the same time, you promise motherfucking shit. You gave people hope and you promised them shit. So, and regardless, so finish what you said you was going to do.
He did. He finished the season. And he left.
It's not about just,
No, he was not there for just one season.
How many seasons was
he
there
for?
He was
there for like two, three seasons. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was there for a minute. We were still in college when he was still there.
No.
I feel like people are never going to be satisfied.
And that is
true. And it's like this on top of that. It's like, why just Deion? It's hella fucking football motherfuckers that can go
Deion
into these
is famous
HBCU
right now. And I even with the rest of them niggas, Deion, the only reason why we're talking about Deion right now is because right now Deion's in the spotlight. So that's why the conversation is focused on him. But even the other niggas, the same thing applies for them. The same thing where I don't care for the flashiness, the same thing applies for all the other niggas.
But it's a fucking arrogant sport.
That's not even true. I feel like to say football is not about arrogant sport. It's a fucking sport. It's a regular sport. To be like I said, the sport is not about arrogance at all.
Nigga, have you ever watched a nigga that used to play football like talk?
Yes, and that just because you speak with arrogance does not mean that the sport itself is arrogant. You are arrogant niggas, and that again, that's the problem. We keep giving arrogant niggas the show or the platform to be arrogant, and we promote that and we try to make that seem like that means you're number one or whatever, and it doesn't, nigga. You being arrogant is not cute. I feel like we got to get past that. That's one of the things we got to stop normalizing and stop showing. Like, and there's nothing wrong with you being confident. I don't knock confidence at all. Be confident. So but my nigga, being arrogant, being flashy, and all that extra shit is not needed within the sport.
So what's your take, Charissa?
I say pop your shit.
I do too.
Because if you, I don't, because sometimes like. I just feel like you should just pop your shit. Like, we like, especially as black people, we are good at shit.
I would have liked to see him pop his shit by pouring more into that school he was originally with, pouring into them boys, because he left them. He left them after making a promise. He left them after making a promise.
But you can't say that. Again, we don't know these niggas, for real. So we don't really know. We only know what the outlets have shown us.
I know that you got really popular and shit because you were doing shit at that school. You were changing shit around. Yeah. And I know that you spoke out on national TV and was like, yeah, I'm going to stick through this. I'm going to do X, Y, and Z by these boys. And I know that it seemed like a few months later you had transferred schools and you was already taking on other shit.
He didn't have to stay there at all.
But you as a man, you gave your word and said, this is what I'm going to do. These were my plans. And so as a man, I'm looking at you and I'm seeing you go to these white people and you left this black school where niggas still could have used your help and benefited from
black. I don't think that's what it is. I think it's just stuff happens.
Yeah. Like, nigga, you gotta act like
every promise is not gonna be like fulfilled all the time.
Don't make promises, man.
And it's like,
have you ever not made a promise that you made a promise before, right?
Yeah.
Did you break promises before?
Not that I know of.
You're a fucking oh my god.
I know of. Not no shit that I said I was gonna do. It might be delayed, but it happens. And one thing about it, I'll communicate.
So you don't think he communicated that?
I ain't saying he didn't communicate it. I'm just saying if I'm not able to do it, then I will communicate.
Yeah,
you asked if I ever broke a promise.
And he might have bit off more than what he could chew.
But he did not communicate to the rest of us.
Why you leave Cleveland?
It was time for LeBron to leave Cleveland.
But y'all,
LeBron came and he did his thing. He got us a championship. And
so did Deion. He got the niggas a championship. And he left. He got them endorsements. He got them a whole good situation.
Yes, but then you still said you were going to be there, though. You still said, because I don't feel like the job was just finished yet. You were off to a good start. And let me, because I don't know too much about sports. So I don't want us to go too much into this. And I'm arguing over here about some shit that I don't know too much about. But again, you promised niggas something. You didn't stick to it. That's what it boils down to at the end of the day. You a little flashy with shit. I don't, me personally, it's not just him. I don't care for ignorant, flashy shit. So it's a turnoff for me. As soon as I see it, I'm like, I'm good.
I feel like people say they're not going to do something until they get that.
Yeah.
And then when you get it and it's in your hand and you, you know, are around it for real, like, then you be like, well.
I can't wait to get it.
I don't mind getting a Gucci shirt.
Because I feel like this.
It's because it's not in the
I've moved
right
up
now.
Into different tax brackets from my first job to my current job now. And so, like, those moving within those different tax brackets have allowed me to purchase shit that I wasn't able to purchase before that I used to want. And like I told Nas, there's certain shit that I used to want. And I used to be like, oh, I can't wait till I get the money to get this. I got the money to get it, and I don't buy that shit because I just don't need it. And I realized that was broke me wanting this shit because broke me did not have it. Now that I'm still broke, but this kind of broke, I have the money to buy the shit, but it's like I don't want it or need those things.
So you think when you become a millionaire, you don't think you're going to rub people the wrong way?
I don't think, not purposely. I don't think I'm going to be out here being flashy with shit or like flaunting shit. No, I don't think that.
But you know, the thing is, even when you get that amount of money, you can have something. Just suppose you just get yourself a Benz.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody will hate that and be like, why the fuck he coming here with a Benz? Like, mm-hmm. He could have had a Honda Civic. I don't get, like, they think that's flashy.
Mm-hmm.
When it's not, it's just a nice car.
Some cars are flashy. Some shit, I feel like, and I'm not going to lie. Some shit, because I feel like, outside of your car being able to take you where you need to go and do what you need to do and it just being reliable and everything, I don't need no crazy ass car. I don't need no. I don't. Nah.
Then you would have got a 2016 instead of a fucking 21.
No, I got a 20. It's a 2020, and I got the 2020 because it was around the same price, and it was like it makes sense. And it's a fucking 3-year electrical warranty on that bitch where I don't have to pay for shit.
I know for a fact if everybody in this room were able, like, had. Like, you know, we were wealthy.
Yeah.
Had enough money to, like, get whatever mm-hmm. we want. Our mindset would change.
If $1 million dropped in my pocket right now, would I change my car? No. I would pay my fucking car off and I would keep my car. There's no point in me getting another car.
I get it. You're saying it now because it's not here.
No, because certain stuff, it does not make sense. I see it as, like, where is this money going? I've never thought to myself, I want to be that person with multiple cars. I don't need multiple cars.
It's easier when it's not in front of you.
I'm trying to tell you.
I can say that because I used to say the same thing. Oh, I say back in high school, I'm not going to smoke weed. Weed is this. Weed is that.
That's different.
Easier when it's not. I feel like you,
even in high school,
you try it for the first.
I
time.
Knew I was going to try weed. There are certain things that I'm aware of that I'm going to be open to. That mm-hmm. I know. Okay, these are things that I'm willing to do. Me going out my way to spend extra money on some shit, I don't like that. I don't care for unless it's some shit that I just necessarily really mm-hmm. want. And again, that's not going to be too many things where I'm spending extra money. Even now, I don't go and spend. I hate spending money on clothes and shoes and shit.
Did you think? Okay.
I don't spend a lot of money on shit.
I'm just saying it's easier.
Where do my money go to?
Clothes.
No, it don't. Not for real. No, my money don't really go to clothes. It don't.
Nigga. It goes to clothes. Nigga, your clothes have gotten more. And
me
and
CJ tell clothes, you don't. Yes.
I said, if you look at your closet, you don't even need more clothes. You don't even need more clothes. But you go and buy more clothes.
I have
then
not
you buy
bought
more
clothes
shoes,
in months.
And then you buy little accessories now. Like, you got to stop acting like you don't be buying shit.
I don't buy shit. I don't. I have clothes, and I have clothes for different things, just because I do. I want to make sure I'm looking nice. But I don't have, like. If you look in my closet, I don't have a $30 shirt in there. I don't got a $40 pair of pants.
It don't matter.
It does matter because, again, that's how I'm. Even though you see a lot of clothes, you see $150 worth of clothes right there. You don't see. You don't. It's not like those. I'm spending $200,000 on a pair of shoes or something. I'm spending in bulk. I'm getting my money's worth out of $150 worth of whatever.
You're talking to people who know you. You're talking to people who know you. Nigga, you spend. You're not like, oh, I'm about to be like, you spend. Like, it's not like you don't spend.
But
nigga.
What do I spend? I don't spend on
flaunty
shit.
And it don't be shit you don't need.
Yeah,
either.
I don't spend on flaunty shit, though.
I will literally call CJ right now.
Listen, though, when you look at the shit that I wear, when you look at the shit that I spend my money on, do I spend my money to flex?
It don't matter.
Do
if
I
you're spending
yes, it does.
That's not
that's
the point that we make it.
That's the
that's
conversation.
Not the point that we
that's
make
the,
it.
That is. That's the conversation. Do I spend my money to flex? What is my money going towards when I'm spending my money? It's not. It's not nothing
it's
crazy.
Not, that's not even what it is. You're saying that, you know, you said you like to look nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why people are buying this stuff. They like to look nice, and they can afford it. That's the only thing.
But niggas,
because if you gonna get Cheyenne that good, if you had millions of fucking dollars, you're gonna buy Cheyenne the best ring on the market.
I would not go out here and get her no dumbass $1 million ring. I would not. I feel like I feel like that's a waste of fucking money. It's a ring. It's a rock.
Flexing anyway. I could just sit here like this, and somebody go, "Oh, she thinks she's fun because she got a little Louis thing." It's just something that I like. That's it. But it's different. Like I said. When you have the money to buy it and you are like cool with it. Cause like if you suppose like if I don't have I got money but I don't have like I'm not at a wealthy state. Yes, yeah. I'm gonna be a little bit more cautious with my money, even if I can afford it. But if I'm wealthy, that's a whole different thing. If I can afford it 2, 3, 4, 5 times, your mindset is gonna change. And I don't wanna see you in no Mercedes. And you gonna be like,
you not gonna see me in no crazy shit. I've always said that.
Why is that a problem though?
It's not necessarily a problem. I just look at money as like not something to just waste or spend. Once I get a lot of it, I feel like once I get a lot of money, I don't need anything that's gonna be crazy. I want something that's gonna have me stable. And I think what it is, I've watched my family, like growing up, I watched my family be broke as fuck, mm-hmm. get large lump sums of money, spend that shit to flex it, and that's why the idea of like. Being like broke and flexing and shit just don't sit well with me. Like, so I look at when I get money or when I get to a good state, I'm gonna purchase me a house. It's not gonna be no fucking big ass house, no big ass mansion or anything. It's gonna be not super small or anything, but it's gonna be nice enough for me and my family.
You know what I'm gonna do when I get some money? I'm gonna buy all the shit that I ever wanted. And you know why? Because I only live in this life once that I fucking know of, so I'm gonna just enjoy the nice shit while I work my ass off for these things to get. So I'm gonna drive some. If it's 2024, I'm gonna have a 2024. If it's fucking,
if I can afford
if
it,
if it's a nice ass house with
and that's the thing,
six,
it's
eight
always
bedrooms.
Gonna be something new coming along as well.
And not saying that you gotta get it something new all the time, but if I can afford it, I will get it.
I'm gonna buy it.
Because you can say that about like. us buying weed. We don't need weed.
I need weed.
Yeah, but that's a habit. You feel me? So it's like, and it's like, it's not a habit that we need. Like, it's a spending, it's something that we're spending on that we don't need to.
Mm-hmm. It's a luxury.
It's a luxury.
Weed is a luxury.
Weed is not a luxury. It I is, think weed.
Because you should, it's not something that need is needed in your daily life. It's not
and it's
needed.
Not, I won't say weed is necessarily needed within your daily life. But that is something that I do go to work. And I guess I will say I can use my little extra funds for it to you know, put towards or whatever. But again, that's not me flexing. I don't flex the weed and shit.
I ain't talking about flexing.
I ain't in that, niggas' faces like, yeah.
That's spending something on something that's not needed.
Again, the conversation isn't about spending on stuff that's not needed. It's more so spending shit to flex it. That was our conversation.
I think to flex like it. What she said, like, and before, so we can you know, go move on to our next topic. I think it's just like, you can just have it and pull up with it.
Mm-hmm.
And not say like, oh, look at my new shit, da 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 da, da this and this and that. You ever been happy about some shit and you just want to tell niggas about it? It's not that you flexing about it. You just happy as fuck that I bought something or I did something, and niggas might feel some type of fucking way. Like, look at this nigga telling us about. And I'm just happy as fuck word. That I could do it. I'm not shitting on y'all or anything of that. I'm just really, hey, I enjoyed this. This made me happy. This, look what this shit could do. Hey, you, if you tell niggas to be like, come in my car, look what this shit can do.
Like, I've seen
that's not
kids
flexing.
Eyes light up when they seen like some nice shit. Like, I've been with my friends who pull up in a little Corvette C8 and they like, oh my God, like, what the fuck? Like, that's crazy. That's my dream car. I don't think it's nothing wrong with that. To have a dream. You never had a dream car?
No, I haven't. I really don't have a dream car. Cause it's like, shit, I want a driver. I don't give a fuck about the car. I want a nigga to drive me around.
That's not a flex.
That's not me trying to flex. I will. That is. Listen.
Oh my
God. Listen. I will say that that's a flex, but that's not me trying to flex. I'm not getting a driver to go to fucking McDonald's or to like show up at a high school or something.
Either way,
I would like a driver to stop. You know, I don't want to drive and shit. Yes. I don't care for driving and shit. But I wouldn't use that as a, yeah, I'm in my fucking car right now. I'm chilling. I got this.
Nobody's doing that.
This and that. That's flexing.
Because you can drive.
I feel like that's flexing, though.
That's a flex.
Nigga, if a fucking driver come out his fucking side door to open your fucking door
fucking
so
flex.
You can walk out.
When I saw that shit in Vegas, niggas coming out, or I do that shit with Uber. I don't feel like I'm getting flexed when I'm riding
never
the fucking,
my fucking door.
My Uber's open my door sometimes, but even still, I have a personal driver. I don't feel like, oh, I'm that nigga, or I don't feel no type of way, and I don't think
they're gonna look at you like that. Like, okay. Are you looking at them? They're looking at you like that. If somebody get up and be like, "Here you go, Mr. Vincent."
Yeah,
I got another hating ass nigga.
What the fuck?
Comment or at least perspective.
Uh-huh.
I hate the way you niggas dress.
Who?
I hate the way niggas dress now. And it's not even that I hate the way niggas dress. I just hate that niggas can't dress themselves. I hate that, like, the way that we have started dressing has changed and it's evolved. And it's not necessarily bad, but I just feel like I'm watching you niggas in these frilly-ass little shirts and loose-ass bell bottoms and stuff. And y'all wasn't wearing this shit a few years ago. You wasn't comfortable wearing it. You wasn't fucking with shit like that. And all of a sudden, because you see a nigga with a decent amount of followers wearing that shit, you want to wear it.
I feel like fashion changes all the time.
I feel like
everybody's going to get influenced.
You ain't never have, like, fashion inspo?
Yeah.
Like, you was like, wow, this man dressed really nice. I want to dress like this person.
I would say yes, to an extent, yes. But I feel like that's not the thing. It's not like... I feel like I would be more comfortable if niggas did that freely. If it was like, oh, I like the way this person dressed, I might try this. I don't think it's that. I feel like niggas dress in a way, like, you know the one meme where it's like, they don't know that I'm X, Y, and Z? And it's everybody in the party and the nigga in the corner.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how the niggas with the little, they throwing the shit. I feel like that's how they come out.
Why? I don't know why you have this, such this.
Because it's like, y'all wasn't just dressing like this. And it's like, I feel like people try to be so different in an attempt to, like, stand out from other people where it's like, just bring it down, bro. Just like, you trying too hard to be a little different in a sense. Like, oh, I came and I stepped out. And I think what bothers me the most is at the end, again, I hate certain aesthetics. And I hate that niggas try to, like, they'll put that together and at the end of a post be like, it'll be the sad ass little caption, like, only a few people really know what you go through this now. And it's like, shut the fuck up, bitch. Stop trying to live an aesthetic.
That is, like, lame.
And so when I see them niggas, that's what I see. It's all attached.
Like, fashion changes all the time. Mm-hmm. And people are going to get, like, people was wearing bell bottoms back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was a thing. Like, so it's like when people was in the True Religion wave, the Polo wave, the Hollister wave. It's so many different waves. So it's going to change all the time.
I'm not hating that it's changing. I don't knock that. I don't mind fashion being fluid or nothing. That's not the problem. I just hate that niggas is calling the original. I hate that niggas is trying to make it like it's their own style, that there is some shit that they start in or that they're different when they do it. It's not, because again, we see the people who are doing it. We see the people who make you comfortable to do it. So it's like, don't force that. This is you being unique. That's what I feel. Don't force that.
Like, I hate when women have adapted, like, the sagging thing. Like, so, like, now, like, women are, like, showing, like, you know, the thong and shit like that. I'm like, pull up your fucking pants, you thug. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's how
That was a thing that was going on in the 90s, too. Because, you know, how Aaliyah had the little, you know, showing the boxers. And it was, like, a thing, baggy, whatever. So, it's just... It keeps
rinse and repeat. I know I'm a copycat. I'll take some styles. Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
I feel like everybody is inspired by something.
I just hate certain shit because I feel like some shit don't be like, you look crazy in some shit. And then I see niggas be like, bro, yeah, you really popped out. You really did it. You really did your big one.
Why is that a problem?
Because it's like, he looks crazy. He looks crazy as fuck.
It's one thing if you just don't like it. But if other people like it, then
certain shit,
it's just
looks,
not your style.
It looks crazy. It's like when the girls was wearing blue lipstick. And everybody was like, yeah, that's so nice. And this, and it wasn't nice. It was like,
it was an era.
You look, yes, but it's... okay, so even it being an error, you being a nigga to notice and be like, that's not like y'all, that's not what you claiming it is. And that's what it feels like. It's not what you claiming it is. And I don't feel like you being genuine when you like, oh bro, you put that shit on.
I mean, I feel like everybody has a different opinion on styles. Like,
yeah,
you know, you might have a style that you like and then somebody might not like your style, and then you might not like somebody else's style. It's just your preference. If somebody like fuck with baggy pants, people, and they don't fuck with skinny jeans, it's just your preference.
I just saw somebody just say something about the talking about motherfuckers with the wearing skinny jeans or yo fucking pants too tight, and it was like, nigga, you just had on tight ass pants.
I ain't gonna
you
lie.
Was just era, a fan though. Of tight ass pants, and it's all of a sudden,
I'm glad we in this baggy phase. I'm
yeah,
so
it's an
happy.
Era. It's just an era.
But now I see, as an adult now, I see myself, like, not really going back to the tight shit. Like,
you'll be back. As soon as motherfuckers start that shit right back again, you'll be back.
Nah. I don't see myself doing it. Like, I like the baggy look. Like, now I feel like I found my look. Like, I like certain shit now, and I'm like, okay, this fits with me. You know, yes, some certain shit will change with the times, of course, but I feel like now I don't go out and be like, all right, do these need to fucking fit? Even with slacks, I mean, shit, I'd be like, I'll get an oversized pair of
and
slacks.
I ain't gonna lie, I just stop wearing dress clothes any type of fucking way. I feel like
he's
that's
a hater.
It's nasty. It's like, nigga, you look crazy as fuck. You look some shit look crazy as fuck, nigga. You got on dress clothes and you look like you dumb as fuck. You niggas look like they just was like this in the closet and was like whatever they reached and grabbed all came out at the same time.
Are you scared to experiment?
No, I'm not.
I think you are.
With certain clothes, I'm not. It's just that I don't like this. I don't like this whole thing of us pretending like everybody is being different and everybody is being unique when we not doing that. When everybody is following a different person, and so it's like, it bothers me to see motherfuckers out here looking not. And I don't think people look crazy because I do like the different styles. I like some of the shit, but it bothers me to see motherfuckers put shit on and be like, yeah, I'm being different, I'm being unique, or I'm this and that. And it's like, no, everybody is dressing like that right now.
Who's your top five? Oh, top three. I'll give it to, because five is a lot. Top three people that you feel like you can dress, that can dress celebrity-wise.
Top three people that I feel like can dress. I don't pay attention to the way that niggas dress, for real. Somebody who always in a...
You could have fooled me.
Just right. But
to an extent, I just mean,
hate the way that he walk.
I'm watching people like through my social media and shit where it's like, it's like, come on, bro. This is not...
Oh, my God.
Is this really who niggas just is?
Let them niggas have it.
Hey, I don't want to sound like one of them old ass hating ass.
You do. You sound like an Ebro ass nigga.
But to an extent, I just feel like some of the shit is like, it's no originality. And it's like everybody is claiming originality, but there's actually none taking place.
I feel like everybody just got their preference.
Nobody is really being different, but everybody is trying to claim that they are being different at the same time.
Now, I will agree with you on that part. Like, I do feel like we're in the era of, like, I wish nobody really told you you're the same, you know, and in that aspect. Mm-hmm. But the only reason why I agree with it is because of content reasons.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's no originality in that. And I guess that does intertwine with fashion. Like, if you're literally looking like a spitting image, like, mm-hmm. of it, okay, I get that. But if you're taking pieces, like, I literally seen an outfit from a woman, and I was like, I like this. How can I do this in a male version?
Mm-hmm. You wanted to be a bad bitch.
No, but, like, you put in your spin on it. I knew I couldn't get exactly what mm-hmm. she had on or whatever it is.
Why not?
But I'm like,
it's 2024.
I mean, and that might work for mm-hmm. me. Young Thug wore a dress, and it worked for him. That nigga's a fucking millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Jail or not. Yeah, ain't got bad bitches. So, shit, it works for somebody. But I'm saying to the fact that if you're literally looking like, if I put a side-by-side photo and you look like this person, okay, that means it's no originality, mm-hmm. no difference in it. But if it's, like, inspired looks, like, all right, this kind of looks similar, but it's not the same, but it's kind of the same vibe.
A lot of it is the same.
I don't be really giving a fuck what people be wearing. I just be like, if it look good on you, then it look good.
Now, it's
I'm
like
not
a
that
bad
deep
wig.
Into fashion that I be like, oh my gosh, like,
yeah,
well, I can't. You look just like
I feel
him.
Like
I don't care.
And
if
we at a
good,
point now where I see people like, remember them fucking red plastic boots?
Hunters?
Yeah.
No, not the Hunter boots, but the Hunter boots was the start
talking
of
about
it.
The
I would say.
The
Mickey Mouse shoes.
Yeah, the Mickey Mouse shoes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like, to an extent, it's motherfuckers being like, let me do the weirdest, kookiest thing. Let me, again, try to look the most different. Some of that shit is not, like, fashionable. It's just that you're, again, trying to isolate yourself to make it seem fashionable. And then all it takes is one rich nigga to put the shit on and everybody sucking his dick.
But that's what I agree with you on. There's some shit do be like outrageous. Some fucking, like, I'm not a designer ass nigga. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not a Margiela, da 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 da. But if I do have it to get it, I will get it. If the piece looks nice, if the mm-hmm. pieces look nice. Now, a lot of people just put the shit on because it has the name of Margiela, Dior, Gucci, whatever, and be looking mm-hmm. fucking crazy. And it's a lot of people who can't dress that look fucking crazy, mm-hmm. you know, and that don't have real friends. So when they do put on, like, those big ass boots remind me of when we seen niggas wear emoji sweatsuits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that shit was.
But, like, I'm not doing it. Now, I did have Hunter boots, and I did not like how I felt in those. So guess what the fuck I did? I never wore them after two wears, and they're still in Philly, and they're fresh as fuck. Like, I have not touched them since. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
I remember when, because the Hunter boot things, that was something women was wearing at one point. Mm-hmm. We only mm-hmm. saw women wearing.
Yeah.
Then mm-hmm. a couple motherfuckers came. Like, it happened with a celebrity. Celebrity, a nigga wore them. Then a couple motherfuckers at school, they wearing Hunter boots. And it's like, mm-hmm. go off, sis. You look bad as fuck.
But doesn't
bitches.
That come with age, though?
No, like, don't, I feel like
yes,
it's some
things
shit
we
I
get
feel
acceptable,
like,
too. Whether it's a celebrity or not, it comes with age.
Nah.
The more
I feel
you
like
say,
some shit is think for yourself. It's like, if you would have put those on yourself and you would have, like, if you, even with New Balances, too. I remember ninth grade year walking into my high school and seeing motherfuckers with New Balances on and thinking bad about them. Like, thinking, like, oh, he must be be going through it. Or I feel I'm worried about how the other kids are perceiving him because he has on New Balances. Because last year in eighth grade, if you had on New Balances, people was talking bad as fuck about you. You was broken. You was poor. That wasn't. But all of a sudden now, it's flashy. It's nice. And it's. Everybody want to wear it. Everybody want to be different.
Times do change, times but change. I can't. And even I like can't the, speak of the New Balance wave. I've been on that. I've been on the New Balance.
And the, all the fucking Skechers looking shoes, and it. Times and again, change. It's like it y'all just, wasn't wearing just, that shit. Like people got bullied and beat up for wearing them type of shoes, and niggas had to go like prepare themselves to even come to school with shit like that.
I know
on
they bringing them bitches out now.
And I was like, for y'all to see some of the shit, it's like y'all talk so much shit, and so I don't know. I just hate. I feel like that might be my thing. I just I'm a non-conforming ass nigga. Certain shit just I can't get what
you can't. You got to stop being an activist. That's
I'm
what
not
it
an
is.
Activist.
That's what it is. I think it, I don't know because it's just one of those things where it's just like I don't know. I'm open to some shit, but some shit it'd be like. I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
and we
got to
realize, like, niggas was wearing bullshit. Did you not see Earth, Wind, and Fire? Mm-hmm. Did we not see fucking old-ass Michael Jackson niggas wearing these eccentric-ass fucking fits?
And we're not too far away from that.
We've been there.
We're not there yet. We are surely getting close. Niggas are, but we... We're about to be back into that era. That goes back to me just saying that niggas aren't original. Niggas can't create shit for themselves. None of these niggas that out here being the little fashion niggas, fashion gurus, none of these niggas is actually doing shit on their own. You taking some shit from a few years ago.
It's about that time where we had a very argumentative episode where we bring you a positive message to get through the week. What is your positive message to get through the week?
Sharice.
Cheryl Dean and Nicole Winter-Smith.
If you got that shit, flaunt that shit.
Put that shit on.
Talk your shit. Talk your shit.
Put that shit
if
on.
If you earned it. Go ahead.
This could be my last little hate message. But I ain't gonna lie. I'm so serious about this. Like, it's my last little hate message comment. This one is off subject or different from what we talked about, though. I feel like I've touched on this a little bit, too. But if you are a single mother, and I know we got single fathers out there, but today I'm talking to my single mothers. If you are a single mother and you got a teenage boy at home, that teenage boy don't want to hear you getting fucked. That teenage boy don't want to hear you and go through it with your boyfriends or whatever, and your teenage son does not want to know that you getting fucked by multiple niggas at that. For real, like certain shit, we need to be respectful and mindful of like who we are raising and how they are going to perceive us. Some shit, y'all let niggas fuck y'all, disrespect y'all in the same house where your son hear that, and then you like that turn niggas into like women haters and shit like that make niggas lose respect for women. And I'm not saying it's okay that happens, but and I'm not saying you can't have your freedom, but have some respect for yourself and your kid. Your kid is a person. Like he at that age, you understand certain shit. You understand certain shit is going on. Don't be in the house getting fucked while your kid can hear it and shit, especially if you dealing with a nothing ass nigga. And don't let no nigga come into your house, disrespect your kid, and then like I don't know, that just creates a toxic atmosphere, and that's going to create a nigga who don't love you. And yeah.
My positive message to get through the week. What the fuck did I want to say? Yeah, I am. I had time to think about it, but I was kind of trying to phrase it, like word it. Fuck, this was going to be good too. Shit.
That's what I'll be doing.
Wherever you're at in life, I would say it's because of you. A lot of the times we do blame a lot of people for the things that we do, but we also have to look at the decisions we made that led us up until this point. Mm-hmm. And if you're in a fucked up spot right now, look at the decisions that you made prior to the fact to get you in that fucked up spot. And don't look at it as a woe is me or I can't get through this or whatever the case is. Look at another option to get you to the point where you need to be. So that's my positive message to get through the week. With that being said, I'm Nas.
I'm Vince.
I'm Reese.
Thank you for being awkward with us. See you next week.
this episode is going to be called Make Hate and Great Again.